I can't believe you don't want to go to your own son's graduation.
It's not a graduation. He is moving from the fourth grade to the fifth grade.
It's a ceremony.
It's psychotic. They keep creating new ways to celebrate mediocrity, but if someone is genuinely exceptional,
then This is not about you, Bob. This is about Dash.
You want to do something for Dash? Then let him actually compete. Let him go out for sports. It'd be great!
Now, the kids listening probably know where this is from. This is from The Incredibles. And the whole idea of celebrating mediocrity, you go to a fourth grade graduation, a fifth grade graduation, they graduate from kindergarten. And by the time they graduate from high school, what's the big deal? This is a boring activity. What drives this sort of cultural movement? Ayn Rand would say that it's hatred of the good for being good. It goes under the guise of, well, these kids are cute and let's help them, let's encourage them and let's celebrate their successes. But you make a mockery of any genuine success when you celebrate nothing. For example, when you're sitting at a table and people come around and say, happy birthday to you, you know, you're at a restaurant and everybody's singing for you, you usually blush. And partly it's because, I mean, you're celebrating you, yes, that's wonderful, but there's nothing specific that went on. Whereas if you just graduated from college, you want to toss your hat in the air and you really want to have a great time. And I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and you're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness. And this show is for you. It gives you a time to call in and to get some free advice, to ask me any question that you would ask a counselor or a therapist. I'm a clinical psychologist. That means PhD level. So you, and my number is, you can jot it down, toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And of course, it's not therapy. It doesn't replace therapy if that's what you need. But I love help pointing you in the right direction, giving you a better start, giving you a new way to think about something. So we've got a lot on the agenda today. Of course, your calls take priority. And first, we have a woman who has this darling son. Ah, but he steals money. And then he steals her friend's cell phone. And then he accuses her husband of looking at other women. And then this son accuses the husband of sexually looking at their friend's daughter, and the daughter's 13 years old. What do you do if this is your own son? Do you toss up your hands and just give up? Or do you watch your son develop into some sort of a monster and you try to yell, scream, and punish, or you plead, beg, and cry, and nothing's working, and then you decide to just sit and blame yourself. It must be me. I should have done something differently. Or do you toss this kid out of the house? In this case, they cannot toss the kid out of the house because the kid is only 6 years old. So I'll help one listener who says she is at the end of her tether with her son. And what if you've been a law enforcement officer working very long hours and you've been doing this for about 12 years and you've been married for 13? Your wife is clearly letting you know now that she feels invisible. She wants you to spend more time with her and the family. And she wants you to talk with her at the end of the day. When you come home at night, she doesn't want you to just go off and decompress and have your private time to calm down. She wants you. And you tell her that's not possible. The type of job I have as a law enforcement officer is that I need to vent my feelings. I need to just sit down and relax at the end of the day, and I can't, my brain just is too saturated. Now, is that true, or are you lying to yourself? I'll discuss this situation coming up. And I went to a conference. I went to a conference sponsored by the National Guard, Brown University, and several other organizations, and the title was, How Will We Welcome Them Home? And I probably don't need to tell that to ask you, who are we talking about? War, battle, combat, the unseen cost to the American armed forces and their families. Now, what are these unseen costs? If you know a military family, or maybe you're from a military family, maybe you're a soldier yourself, or just curious about what's happening in the current military situation, some of the details that I heard were an eye-opener at this conference. The families and the soldiers certainly deserve a warm welcome home, and I'll share some of that, the information that I heard at the conference, with you later on in the show. And one listener asks, what are the symptoms of happiness? Now, that was a bit puzzling. What are the symptoms of happiness? Because when you think of happiness, you don't think of symptoms. That's what people go to psychologists for. They want to become happier in life, or that's what we go to college for, or you pick up a new career for, to achieve goals, to become very happy. And there are some people, though, who I call doom and gloom. They're irritated by happy people. I can remember one guy, one of my daughter's teachers, saying to me, I hate you. And it's like, okay, what did I do wrong? He says, I can't stand looking at you. Why? He says, I don't know what he can't stand. He couldn't stand that I was smiling all the time. Now, I don't smile all the time. Obviously, I'm not smiling now, although he does give me a chuckle. But, you know, he said it out loud. Now, for many people, it messes up their worldview. If you think that life stinks and then you die and you feel very depressed and angry and anxious inside, then when you see someone who's happy-go-lucky, who's really achieved mental health, it disorients you. And it can be very frustrating, and sometimes you want to pull them down. That's called envy. So I will answer that very peculiar question coming up. But first, let me give you my name and number again. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. That means you matter and your happiness matters. So you can pick up the phone right now and give me a call. It's toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's also our after hours line. Okay, I'm going to say a few words then on the symptoms of happiness. When we think of symptom, you think of medical, a disease. And if you look up the dictionary definition, it's a change in the physical or mental condition of a person, and which is evidence of some disease. You know, my son came down with the Norwalk virus, and he was throwing up, and I won't go into the graphic details, but he was very sick. Now, that's a symptom of a disease. He needed to get that checked, and he did. He had to go in the ambulance to the hospital, and they diagnosed it. They had food poisoning at his school. So a disease is suffering. It's not enjoyable. But happiness is enjoyable by virtue of the term. So who would not like happiness? Can you imagine anybody in your own life that you've heard, ever heard in school, in your career, who would not like happiness? I'm going to read you a quote when we get back, and it may open your eyes. And then we'll talk a little bit about the symptoms of happiness and how you can get more of those symptoms for yourself. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and you're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
John was a successful Broadway actor who worked regularly and happily. On vacation, he met and fell in love with Sue, who lived in a small town in Oregon. She ran her own business and loved it very much. There followed an intense long-distance romance that lasted almost a year. Wanting a permanent relationship, Sue ultimately demanded that John quit his New York job and move to the West Coast to live with her. John complained that he could not pursue his acting career in Oregon and refused to give it up. Sue was furious at John's refusal. This conflict ended the relationship. Conventionally, one would call Sue selfish, but observe that her demand was not, in fact, in her actual self-interest because it destroyed a relationship that she greatly valued.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.